Like these, you know how bones feel. You know how they sound when you tap them. Bones have a natural give to them. These things are like steel rods. The air around the area is just, it's oppressive. And either you move and you drink and you shoot up and you fuck, or you collapse in a corner and cry. This shit, break it up. Sniff it up. You are flying. And I'm not saying like you get high or fuck that. That is kids play. This shit is a real Red Bull, right? This shit gives you literal motherfucking wings.
Yeah, fuck it. We're going back to our new room at the hotel. The one that, you know, we told them we were at, so whatever. And
this one in Puglia.
And we drop the we go into the bathroom, I start wrapping it in like kind of like plastic bags, anything I could find, like trash bags from your Vetti's place.
I'm gonna normally sneaking a body into the hotel would be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've got infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just go ahead
and I have an infiltration of it as well.
Yeah. So. I'm just gonna go ahead and say, like, you guys, this is not the first time you've snuck a body into a hotel.
Yeah.
Remember the Moscow mission? Whoa!
I did not talk. What
is it about Russia needing to sneak bodies into hotels?
It's a complicated country.
Yeah. Basically, we're gonna make wrap the floors up in some trash bags that we got from the guy's apartment. Anything we could find, mm-hmm. And we're kind of dropping the body into the tub. And giving you time, I look at the medical examiner to question if he wants to help. But seeing him blubbering,
he's
it's
already like drinking vodka.
Look at me, comrade. Porn. I click on like just watch the Skinamax.
Yes.
Porn is good. Porn is of the Lord. This is good things. Good things. No monsters. Only
I lock the door.
I look at the TV with the porn. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this counts as a hostile work environment.
He's like, no, there's no monsters. Only boobs. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's like from the 80s, too. Yeah,
it's old porn. Bad 80s. Yeah.
Porn. 80s so Russian
hair.
Porn.
Yeah, so much
starring
hair.
Ron Soviet. Jeremy.
Soviet Russian porn.
It is soul crushing.
Starring really comrade Ron Jeremy.
I believe Yevgeny is about to lose some serious stability.
All right, so you can do the autopsy. So I'm gonna be like sitting on the toilet. You can sit on the second toilet since this is Russia. And we're going to let you cut her up. And though this is not a proper medical table, it's at least porcelain.
All right. So I'm going to spend I'm assuming forensic pathology is still mm-hmm. autopsies.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to spend my second point in that.
Okay.
For the autopsy.
Great. All right. First of all, as soon as you start looking into this, it looks human from the outside. It definitely does. As you start sort of opening up, cutting in, luckily, definitely, you can be sure this thing is dead. It is not moving. Its brains are gone, or at least, destroyed, and it is not twitching. It does not seem to be regenerating in any way, shape, or form.
Which is good because I have my gun trained on it the entire time.
It is dead. And the corpse is... Somebody who was not trained in medicine, they might say it's like, oh, this is like a tall, thin human. Somebody who actually knows what she's doing, you can just tell at a glance. These bones are freakishly long and they are thinner than they should be, and yet you can tell they are like they feel like steel. Mm-hmm. Like these, you know how bones feel, you know how they sound when you tap them. Bones have a natural give to them. These things are like steel rods. The muscles are, again, the human body is normally very lean flesh. If anybody who's ever tried human flesh would know.
It's actually
very lean.
We don't talk about Gary.
Yeah.
Gary-headed.
But with this, there's even though the muscle itself is very lean. There is usually sort of a layer of fat around it. Mm-hmm. There's no fat. There's pure muscle on top of like leathery, papery skin that is tougher to cut than normal. Just all sorts of little things that makes you that go like this, whatever this thing is, it is not human.
What's up with the hands and the claws?
They look vaguely wolf-like, almost like they have pads on the bottom of them with long elongated fingers that end in very long claws.
Are the claws retractable?
No, they are. They seem to be fixed. What you do notice, however, is that one hand, the one that that hurt Adir, has that sort of like full-on claw. The other one kind of looks as if it was like somewhere in between that claw and a human hand, which, you having spent the point, I'll give you, kind of looks like maybe they have some kind of shape shifting, like they can actually change their hands, you know, to look from normal to this weaponized form. Otherwise, you know, if it was, yeah, to the point, you probably would go like, oh, that's weird. I have one hand that's like this and the other hand that's like, no. You can tell that was a hand in the midst of changing, which, again, is like nothing you've ever seen before. The animals might be able to change the color of their skin, like a chameleon or an octopus, but to fully change a shape like that, including the bone structure, you've never seen anything like that. So you continue to examine it. The organs inside seem to be shriveled, as if they had been dead for a long time. Like, the only things that look almost healthy on this corpse are those muscles. Like, it was just a being of just pure muscle moving around with no need for any internal organs to do anything else. You notice very little blood. There's some blood, but it doesn't seem to be mostly in the veins. It was just sort of like remaining blood, and as you sort of look at it and analyze it, it looks old. It looks like this is old, dead blood inside the thing.
Do me a favor. I give you the pliers. Rip out her canines, please.
I'm getting to it.
Of course.
There is a method to this.
Should the old man be here for this?
He is watching his porn.
Okay.
He's watching his porn. Let the man do his business, sir.
I really don't want to watch him do his business. No.
So you can either choose between
watching... Focus, gentlemen.
All right, so I was going for the mouth next. So you basically, you know, you open up the creature's fangs, and yeah, it is a maw in there. It is the two canines in specific are particularly elongated, but the rest of the teeth are also sharpened. This is a creature that is with a mouth designed to tear and rip, and just you know, rip flesh apart. Nom. Yeah, this thing is not designed to eat vegetables. This thing is for meat. The canines themselves don't seem to be hollow. If anything, they are actually the teeth themselves are just like the bones, particularly strong, definitely inhuman. The jaw shape is elongated, and the lower jaw is actually just a little bit like juts out a little bit more than the shorter jaw. What you do notice, again, having spent the points, is that there is a gap between the lower teeth that is bigger than the gap between the teeth on the upper hinge, on the upper half of her mouth. Again, giving you that indication that just like the hand was changing shape, maybe her jaw was also elongating and changing shape before the creature was killed. That's once again sort of showing that, like, oh, they literally physically shift their form somehow.
Weird.
Yeah, because Adir, you would have noticed this. When she first came in, her mouth looked human. Like, there was nothing about that until you saw the red eyes. And this is the
sort of mouth that probably couldn't have, you know, she was speaking very clearly. Yeah, exactly. All these teeth and
exactly.
The misformed jaw.
Yeah, exactly. Something like this, if that had been what its mouth was all the time, the words would have been a mess. Mm-hmm. And again, then now we get to those red eyes. They are just red orbs. They do not appear to have pupils. You don't understand how this creature sees, basically. You know, they don't have pupils. They don't have any way where light goes in. They are just these blood-red orbs.
Are they filled with blood?
You can pop on and find out, which I'm assuming you do because this is what you do.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and gross. Yeah, yeah, indeed.
I think we need to put like a trigger warning on this one for gore. Well,
aren't you the one that normally has things issues with?
Yes, I do.
So,
I do.
Yeah, you want me to go into detail on how?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to.
But yeah.
And is it blood spurting everywhere? Because it's literally blood.
No. Or... I mean, it just leaks out. Okay. But yeah, they weren't hollow. They were filled with blood, and that blood actually looks a little fresher than the rest of the blood that was inside the creature.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and that's about it. Anything else you were looking for with this?
No, but my next. We can go to what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. But my next intention is I want to look at our video again and see if, you know, obviously the eyes are going to correlate. But I want to see if we can see any on the video, if there's any other correlations with these transformations, and also double check the autopsy report, see if there's something that Yevgeny was hinting at but couldn't fully articulate.
All right. So while you're looking at that, all right, you guys, anything else you guys are looking into while she does her her autopsy
and additional
investigation? Yeah, her doctor thing. Science.
Well, I ask Felicity. Felicia.
Felicia.
Do you want – should we wait for you to go meet with my drug informant? Or do you want to do your autopsy? We can wait for you. I mean, he will be partying all night.
No, you can go ahead.
How much of a rest do I need to restore at least some of my...
Overnight would allow you to restore, I believe it's... let me look it up real quickly.
Okay.
It's,
so not enough time before. Okay, just wanted
to
be sure.
Did you take actual health damage?
Yes.
Yeah, you took 2 points.
Yep.
Yeah, let me patch you up there.
All right. It'd be nice.
You know what? How about you guys stay here? Go and talk to this guy real quickly.
Are you sure you want to go in by yourself?
That is how he used to do it back in London. He knows me, but he might not enjoy the fact that I'm bringing company around. I'll go in quickly, I'll give him a talk about the local gang violence, and then I'll leave.
All right, that's fine. Give a call if you need any help.
Yeah.
Although you're taking the car, so it'll be a very slow help. So don't die.
So, check this to be sure. So refreshing investigative ability points. Investigative ability points are refreshed only at the end of each operation. So investigative does not come back until the operation
makes sense.
But in general ability pools, at Direction's discretion, you may be able to refresh one or two pool points from any general ability by following your drive into danger or story complication. What was your drive again?
Nowhere else to go.
Nah.
It
doesn't really fit. But let's see. Some special combat moves like tactical fight-finding benefits and stuff allow you to regain more. Additionally, pools for the physical abilities fully refresh whenever 24 hours of game world time elapses since the last expenditure. So it has to be 20. It doesn't necessarily have to be rest, but they do come back every 24 hours.
Okay. And so health doesn't return it.
The cover and network abilities do not refresh. Cover and network can only be refilled with XP.
Okay.
However, when you spend the network point, that basically creates an NPC that you can later work with. You know, they don't have to spend more network points to give them back.
Is my health restored after she...
She's looking into the
room. Yep. I'm going to spend 1 point, which heals you for 2.
I'm okay with this plan. Yep.
Also, health also restores on its own rate of 2 points per day of restful activity.
Okay.
So for that, you do need to rest instead of being out. And refreshing stability, well, the ways are basically either if you have the shrink ability or if, you know, use your sources of stability.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Can you only use shrink on yourself, or do you have to go to someone else with shrink?
I believe you have to... Well, let me tell you what I've got. Shrink, here we go. Shrink is page 85. Psychological triage. Character with a shrink ability can spend points from that pool to help another character regain spent stability points. For every shrink point spent, the recipient gains 2 stability points. Character is shaken or otherwise acting in an erratic manner, then you can spend 2 points to shrink to snap them into a state of temporary lucidity.
Okay.
So yeah, basically you can use it on other people. You can't use shrink on yourself.
Healer, you can't heal yourself.
Maybe at 8 you could, but...
Maybe at 8 I'd have to look at it.
Nope, at 8 you get a point in diagnosis or something.
Yeah, that's what you get. No matter how good a psychologist you are, your own brain.
All right, so you have points in psych? You can...
What I had to do for medic is you had to be in a position where you could devote all of your attention to that person, which I easily can because I just need to patch you up.
Yeah.
I imagine devoting the attention to fixing your shattered brain.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Before we continue,
go right ahead. I'm going to just
bathroom break, so.
Cut right, no someone problem. Open. Keep talking. Keep right. talking.
So we finished the autopsy, more or less.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What were you looking at again? I got distracted by things, and now I'm shinies.
I don't think I was.
He wasn't. What he's basically doing is he's getting healed up here.
Yeah, I'm getting healed up.
I'm getting healed up.
And I'm also recommending when you're done, you can leave the body here, but move everything over to our other apartment and just keep watch over to see if anybody comes to our.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go to the next room, set the porn for the old man in our next room.
Yeah, yeah. Just make sure everybody. Yeah. So you guys can keep who comes here.
Yeah.
I'm going to the rave. That okay. I suspect that wait, Boris would be at.
Are you dressed like Vin Diesel from Triple X?
I am dressed like what's his name from? I'm dressed like what's his? I can't remember. He's married to Angelina Jolie.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
I'm dressed like Brad Pitt from Fight Club, like leather, like leather suit, leather jacket. I even kind of like as you see me, I look a little tanner as I walk back past, like as if I like kind of bronzed my skin a little bit.
Which is a master of disguise you may well have.
Yeah, yeah. I spike up my hair and I'm just walking with a stagger. You almost don't recognize me as I say, "See ya, gents," and you're like, "Who the fuck was that?" You know. And then I'm going to the rave.
Okay. All right, great. So we'll get back to you guys in a bit. You guys are basically, you know, babysitting Corpse and
the medical
Yevgeny, examiner. Yeah, and trying not to look at the things Yevgeny is doing. Mm-hmm. And it's much nicer to look at the decaying vampire corpse. And and so yeah, we cut to the rave. Yeah, pretty much just like, you know, hard music, young people being young and stupid. You know your contact. You know where you're going to find him.
This is.
And it's basically back of the club. He and
can I say like it's in the back of the club, like in the bathroom area in the handicap stall?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I bang on the door. You know, Boris, is that you in there, love?
Did you this contact? Does he have a specific? Does he no? Do you have a? Because he's a cover contact, so he knows you as one of your covers.
Oh yeah, he knows me as Jensi. That's all I need, Jensi.
Yeah. So yeah, so there's a pause, and then like you hear Boris's voice, kind of slurry. Jensi, is that you?
Get your ass out here! But finish up, love. But by all means, finish yourself up. I'll be at the sink getting ready to talk to you all.
There's a sound of a toilet, and out comes Boris. He is, you describe him, he's your contact.
Oh, a very portly man. He actually dresses in like, he's Russian, but he's balding on top, but he has long hair from the sides.
Aww.
Very much into the 80s, and he is still wearing the 80s mix, late 70s kind of style. Gold chains, like just your basic tool.
Oh my God.
Big, but the strangest thing about him, he has a fantastic smile. Like he has probably put every ounce of money that he's ever earned in keeping those pearly whites, and they're it's almost dazzling in a way.
And he steps out of that stall, pulling his pants up. He's like, "How long has it been? How long has it been?
You tell me, mate. How long has it been since you got kicked out of the West Side, West Village?" London in general. When did they deport your ass?
It's you know, you know how it is. Some people just can't handle all the love. That's what it is. That's what it is. But you know what? Business better than ever over here. Better than ever.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, these people. Listen, we're in fucking Belarus. These people have nothing to live for. So business for me is booming.
Oh my God. The man I'm looking for right now, Mr. G, you don't want to know what G stands for. I've seen that man cut up so many bodies like a goddamn sodden butcher here. He sent me out here because he says some of his product's been being wanked harder than an Afghani prostitute on that one, my friend. And it's gone, like his product. And he's saying that a lot of his men are like, you know, the last three men that they went out looking for it. Completely fucking eaten apart. Like they something just tore them the fuck up. Their anuses were where their lips should have been.
Yeah, you got kind of like, again, he goes a little bit pale. Oh shit, you heard about that?
Are you shitting me? Listen, do you think I'm coming down to Minsk Just because I wanted to see, oh, look, it's a chicken. Why the chicken crossed the fucking road?
He was like, yeah, listen. It's just new shit on the streets. I don't sell it. Because, you know me. I am a stand-up individual.
You are a morality warrior. You keep it strict. Cocaine, heroin, but you don't get into the nasty stuff.
Exactly, because you don't know what's in any of that other shit. You know what's in your cocaine, especially if you buy it from me, am I right?
Hey, but hey. Cleaner powder never came from an angel's ass than yours, my friend.
Exactly. So this shit, I've seen some of the other guys sell it. It's like these little vials. They look, looks like crack. It's red. It's like red crack. I have never seen anything like that shit. People that smoke it. You've seen PCP addicts, right?
Oh,
you see
yeah.
how they get? Fuck. PCP addicts are like fucking little kindergartners next to what happens to people who smoke that shit. I ain't going anywhere near it.
What's the withdrawal?
It's just, I don't want anything to do with that shit. So all I know is you take it, you fucking go nuts.
All right.
What happens after? I don't ask questions.
All right.
I don't sell it either. I know who does.
That's what I was hoping for. Boris, who can I go talk to in order to get my jimmies out of the proverbial fire? Because Mr. Right. G is fucking livid. You know my gambling debt. I can't gamble. I gambled my mom's inheritance away and my mother. She was in ashes when I gambled them away. I don't even know why I bloody want the asses or what they want. They could have spread it over jam and bread for all I give a shit, but I lose everything. If I do not come back with some sort of answer, my balls. I love my balls. Boris, my balls were my best feature. You've seen them. Don't want to talk about that night. It was a little bit weird for me too, but they're my best feature. So who can I talk to in order to release Mr. G's hand from my balls so my balls can be going to someone called Janet or Teresa or Felicia?
Teresa. I know what Teresa she's. Anyway, look, okay. You did not hear this from me. You did not hear this from me because this is where I work, you know? You don't shit where you work, and I got business to run. I do not want to get in trouble with these fuckers because you saw what happens. These fuckers tear people apart. That's why I don't get in the business. I want to compete with them. I just want to sell my shit and be good.
You're a family man. Keep it simple.
Exactly. So you did not hear this from me. All right? And then he reaches in and scribbles an address for a nightclub about halfway across town. He's like, look for a guy. They call him Jimmy. All I know is he's selling that shit. I don't know where he gets it from. I don't want to know where he gets it from, but your best shot there. Just all I'm saying, though, is if you go in there, keep your back to the wall, be careful, because these fuckers on that shit are dangerous.
Yeah, I got one more question about you. I've been feeling like I've been a lot of police. They don't seem to be like newcomers around here. And I was wondering, how close is Jimmy and the police these days?
Oh, he's
pays the proper respect, they look
exactly,
away, just like
much,
you.
Yeah, exactly. You just grease the right palms and they pretty much look the other way. It's so long as you don't get too crazy. Although, you know, now that you mention it, that's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up because, they look the other way so long as you don't go too crazy, right? One thing to, you know, sell a little bit of product here and there. Another thing to fucking, like, slaughter people in the streets. But they don't go after them. I don't even fucking know. That's one more reason to stay for me to stay the fuck away. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Okay, Boris, you're a disgusting human being, and I hope that you continue to be disgusting. Have a good one, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm slapping him on the shoulder, and I'm walking out.
He's walking back into the stall. Man, good times.
Okay, and I'm leaving. And I'm coming back, and I'm, Yeah, I'm coming
back.
Oh,
yeah, you're on your way back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. So cut back to the hotel room. And
where nothing suspicious is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You're working on the corpse, you know, sort of like slicing and dicing away, and got a little sashimi there going. Mm-hmm. And
Ginsu knives, yeah, only exactly. The best.
Yeah. You got tests to prepare and all sort of stuff. You, on the other hand, are watching a corner of your eye, trying not to look directly at Yevgeny, and the other is sort of watching outside. For the first, let's say about an hour, nothing happens. You know that's going to take Lawrence a little while to get to the club, do his thing, come back. Then you kind of you peek out, and you see the elevator that's at the end of the hall, ding, opens, and to your eyes, there's no hiding. These are plainclothes policemen stepping out, three of them.
Seems we got the police interested in us right now.
Mm-hmm. And they are, they don't notice you because you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
But they are walking down the hallway and they seem to be headed towards the other room, mm-hmm. or the address that you guys gave them.
All right. Well, looks like we got a visit. Shall we stay out a little for a little while, see what happens? Not that we have a choice, anyway. I just thought it'd be polite to ask.
We'll stay low.
All right.
Yeah, the door has a little peephole, so you can actually look outside. I'm going to say that you got the room across the hall rather than right next to it, so you can actually see what's going on. So you're looking through the peephole, and you see the three policemen, and as they come, two of them sort of take flank on either side of the door, and the third one sort of opens his door, so opens his coat, sort of exposing it. opens his coat, exposing, the holstered weapon, and knocks on the door. Hello? This is the police! Kind of wait. Got no answer. All right. And he sort of reaches into a pocket, pulls out a little hotel key card, opens the door. And all three carefully go inside, leaving the door half open.
Okay.
And now they're inside the darkened room, so you can't really see much of else what's going on, but they're in there.
Tempting. So very tempting. What do you think?
Even knowing you, I don't like the odds of 1 versus 3.
That is true. That is true. We'll see what happens.
That's for all you know. They're just regular policemen doing the jobs.
Yes, I don't want to kill innocent cops yet.
So innocent. So innocent.
Innocent, corrupt cops yet.
Exactly.
They're just doing a job. That's correct.
Exactly. They're just doing their corrupt job.
I'm just going to keep watching because nothing tells me that they're not there to just mess with me.
Yeah.
Because, I now have a 1-star rating in Grand Theft Auto. So this is kind of my fault.
Yeah. they're in there for...
Although, actually... They wouldn't be there for you because the cops at the station never met you.
Exactly.
And the one at the station, they're the ones that have the address for the room across the hall.
Yeah, they're there for these two.
They don't know you.
Other than the crazy
unless they gave you your description, the cops that you pointed a gun at.
They probably did give you a description, but they still have
no connection between the two.
There's not a lot of connection yet. So
I could technically step outside and see what's going on. The look on your face, Daniel.
Yeah. I will not stop you from taking this course of action.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use my infiltration to silently step inside the other room, which seems like a silly idea, because it is.
All right. Well, that'll get you into the room without being noticed initially.
Uh-huh.
But if you actually want to stay...
How are you going to get in without being noticed? Is there only one door?
Yeah, there is a one door.
Both three are inside, right, looking around the room.
Yeah, all three are went into the room.
Oh, no. So you're leaving the room without being noticed. I thought you said you're entering.
I'm entering. I would be entering.
And I will let you use infiltration to get into the room initially without being noticed. But staying there for longer than a few seconds without being noticed would require either another skill or at the very least spend some points in infiltration so you can find a place to hide.
Actually, you're having the advantage that you've been in that room, so theoretically you would know where the places to hide are.
That is a valid point.
Could be events.
Could be events.
Crawl
space, the tiles.
You know what? Why not? Let's do something silly and
this is a spy game.
This is a spy game. All right, I'm going to do it.
It's not complete until someone crawls through the vents.
So you're going to... it's an investigation skill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so just, like I said, give me a point... And I will let you find a crawl space and crawl into the other room.
Okay.
Because for free, I will give you walk in through the door without being noticed. But then you're inside the door and it's
cop talk, trying to listen in on there.
But it doesn't help me with...
Yeah, that's interpersonal. But again, you know, you can spend a point of infiltration, I will let you find a vent that you can crawl in and see what they're doing.
All right, fine. I use a point of investigation. Actually, I would always know the best... Since I have electronic surveillance, I would always know the best places to hide, like, microphones and stuff like that. Yeah. Would that include perhaps a vent I would naturally see? No. Damn it!
Not for this.
Damn it! I was so close.
But that will come in handy later.
Urban survival?
No.
Well, this is going to be awkward. You know what? I'm going to change tactics.
Sure.
I want to use a point of cop talk. And I want to make believe I'm someone there investigating the same people.
Interesting. Are you going to spend a point on it?
I'm going to spend a point of cop talk.
All right, sure.
All right.
Go for it.
All right, spend that point. And freeze!
Yeah, the cops like, sort of like look up. As you walk in, you notice that they are sort of first glance to somebody who doesn't know what sort of, you know, it would look like they're searching the room. You, with your surveillance knowledge, they're planting bugs. You can tell that these they're like planting like wires and bugs into the room.
Okay.
They kind of look up and they're like immediately one of them like reaches a hand to his gun, doesn't take it out.
Okay.
Because you know, just your mannerisms are very police like.
Okay.
So he's like, "The hell are you?"
Okay. "Who the hell are you?"
And he goes, he holds up the hand like slowly, kind of like opens his coat, and shows a little police badge.
Okay.
"The police. Now, who the hell are you?"
"Oh, you've got to... What the hell? Oh, what the hell?"
All right. So you're lowering your gun?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, they immediately sort of like... They're like,
"All right."
And they kind of like share a look, like sort of that sort of... hide the bugs. You know. What the hell is going on here?
All right. What are you doing in this room?
We are in the midst of a police investigation.
A police investigation? You didn't clear through...
Yes, of course it was cleared. We were ordered directly through, by the chief of police.
Through Interpol, correct?
Interpol? No, chief of police.
Chief of just your local police?
Yes.
Chief of your local police?
Of course I'm the chief. I'm not the chief of local police. I work for the chief of local police. Who the fuck do you work for?
Interpol, I just said that.
What the hell does Interpol want? With this one? Listen, we have a group of people, right? They are suspected of being drug traffickers, so we...
I wish it was just drug traffic. I wish... These are international terrorists.
International terrorists?
How did you... Suddenly, as I'm walking down the street, I look up and see my star move from 1 to 6. And I'm like, "Oh, no. You're helping? Stop helping!"
He's like, "International terrorists?
We've been following these guys for weeks looking for a lead. And you come in trying to do whatever the hell you... piss poor cops are trying to do."
"Listen, we are simply investigating the room of where suspected drug dealers..."
"Well, they're not doing drug deals, all right? They may be planning a bombing some point. That in your country, otherwise we'd have warned you, but they're trying to meet some people. And we in Interpol are trying to investigate it. So we would appreciate it if you get the fuck out before they come back."
Okay. "I'm going to call the chief."
"You're not calling anybody."
"But... we can't just leave it. The chief will have our hides for us."
"Oh, for the love of..." "All right, looking around. Really, you're going to put a bug there? You're going to put a bug there?" He goes, picks up his morning coffee. "Look, a bug! I love bugs!" That's what he's going to say to you. He's going to point into the microphone.
The other guy who was like... "No, he's right." He's
like, "You know what? You know what? All right, you know what? We can work together on this. We can do this. All right. We'll plant the bugs, okay?
Okay.
We'll plant the bugs."
"Yes."
"And then you go leave."
"Yes."
As long as you get me..." "No. You know, I don't need a connection. Do I need a connection?" "And I don't want to get you fired for that. That'd be bad for you. I mean, you seem like a family man."
"I do. I have 28 children."
28. Really? Wow. Impressive, man. Yes, very impressive. Anyway, no, sorry.
I get up very early in the morning.
All right. Here's what we do. You plant your bugs.
Okay.
But give me an earpiece for it. Just in case. Because we have to be 100% sure they're not saying anything incriminating. We would put a bug themselves. The thing is, it's better if I do it. No offense to you people, but they're used to, whenever they go to a new country, they learn all about their police habits. And honestly, microphone under the newspaper, was that your bright idea?"
"Who reads a newspaper, right? Nobody reads a newspaper. It's only..."
"Exactly, that's why they check it."
"Oh.
Yes, I'll set up the books. I'll send you the signal, and we can get through this, okay? Okay. All right. All right. Give me the, put the bugs in my hand. All of them. All right, I'll set these up. I'll send you the signal. You'll hear everything they have to say. If there's anything incriminating, I'll make sure you specifically. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
There he goes. Officer Vevet.
Okay, Vevet, I'll make sure you put in the reports. Maybe you get promotion. Honestly, I don't care because I stop criminals and you stop drug dealers. Anyway, get the hell out.
Come on, they go sort of like stomp off. Like, I don't know Interpol. Chief, don't tell me nothing about the Interpol. Then they're like storming off to the elevator.
Well, that went well. All right. As soon as I see they're gone, I go next door.
So first off, it seems that perhaps the police are just trying to place bugs around the room.
Second
off, they now think you're international terrorists.
What?
They think you might be international terrorists.
And why would they think that?
It was a heat of the moment decision. Just
sadly enough, that's what he used to also say. That's his go-to thing whenever he's lying. Whenever he's lying, that's his go-to thing. It goes back to 18 years old, meeting a girl for the first time. I'm sorry I'm late. International terrorist. What? Yeah, they're just everywhere. Oh, God. Why am I saying this?
But don't worry.
You're an idiot.
I've set up bugs around the room. I can turn them off with a button with no problem. We can... Actually, there's no reason. We're in the apartment. I don't know why I did that whole situation. But anyway, we now know the cops are trying to bug us. So I got no valuable information whatsoever.
Felicia just smiles and nods. Goes back to the mountains of paperwork around.
Oh, no, you got some information. Yeah. The cops aren't out to kill you. Yes, they're trying to find out more about you, and they just found out you're international terrorists.
Okay. So now we know the cops aren't working for the gangs or for whatever those creatures are. There is that. We did learn that. They also think you're a terrorist.
Yes, yes.
Bonus, they don't.
They learned things too, didn't they?
Bonus, they think I'm from Interpol. I can use that later.
To take down the international terrorists.
You're making yourself look good.
I'm not saying that was the plan.
Oh, I know it wasn't the plan. Because you don't have plans. This is why we don't let the muscle do the talking.
I have one job. I'm sorry.
And you did it poorly.
Well, I didn't shoot anything, so technically I didn't do my job.
Exactly.
Should I have shot the cops? Yes. Should I have shot the...
Yes.
You are a cold-blooded monster, you know that? I say as you're slicing up a human body.
As I slice up a cold-blooded monster.
Okay.
So while this is happening, you arrive back at the apartment, at the hotel room.
Walk through the lobby. Yeah. Door opens in front of me. The elevator, go in. And I'm going to the apartment or the hotel room.
Yep.
Right. I walk in.
So how'd you do? Good day. Good information. Yes.
Yes. I believe I was able to help us out quite a bit. I take off my jacket and toss it onto the toss it on top of the bed, and I look around and I'm. What happened?
Oh, there were some cops. I took care of it.
Okay.
All right.
We're now international terrorists.
I'm from Interpol.
I am tired of these backwater cops believing that they are able to piece together a ridiculous idea.
I know.
That everybody's a terrorist. This is a lack of intelligence on anyone's part to have them jump immediately to the fact that these foreigners are... We're not good enough to be like just simple drug smugglers? Just jumping straight to terrorism? I'll tell you one thing. That level of incompetence is... I'm just saying, Churchill would be rolling in his grave. Cliche, 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 cliche.
I really wish it was a vampire right now.
So, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
No, it worked out, yeah.
So.
I will kill you.
I accept my death.
Anyways, the cops were being completely idiotic in their assumptions and their so-called investigation work, I was able to find the distributor of Apparently, it is some sort of red cocaine, it looks like. My contact states.
Red cocaine.
States that it makes PCP look like a juice box. And I also found out who was selling it. Hmm. I hold up the card. Nightclub. There seems to be, this is where they're distributed, so I believe that's our next place we should be investigating, yes?
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And since I am incapable ever showing my face around here again, as a Russian home office agent, I suppose I will be going as Jinxie. And, well, I recommend, since the nightclub, you guys look the part. You've been to a nightclub. Please tell me that.
There are nightclubs. I've been to one. I raided one. But still, technically it was a nightclub.
Just wear something. Do you have a black t-shirt? Just wear that. Anything tight.
I open up my suitcase, which is just like five variations on the same black suit.
Where's your something fun? And then you point to one that's like slightly smaller. Like slightly more. It's like a summer suit.
Yeah.
And then like five. And then you just see us like shopping at like the Kmart, like just like throwing it onto you, like into the cart.
This is the montage. The montage. Okay. Yeah, trying on the different clothes.
Why do these pants glow in the dark?
Yeah, just the hammer pants. It's hammer time. Enjoy them.
There's no hammer anywhere. I know that
you're the hammer. Shut up. You, on the other hand, yes, it does not come with a skirt. The leopard tights are actually pants. It's a thing.
Leggings are not pants.
You're not wearing a skirt with it. You would look completely ridiculous.
Really? Really? That's the line. That's the line of ridiculousness.
Welcome to Russia. This is what they wear.
Are any of these pants bulletproof?
Yes.
Welcome to Russia.
This is what they wear.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're going to the nightclub.
All right. Okay. So that happened. Because you are investigators and highly skilled spies.
I'm disguised as Jinxie, and I look the part. And you guys are disguised
as not spies.
Yeah, not spies.
I don't have any points
in
disguise.
I am not an international terrorist.
Well, no. You okay? So here's the thing.
I do have 2 points in disguise. Okay. So
I have no points in disguise whatsoever.
As not to get pulled in, you know, like made immediately. The person with the highest disguise would be you. Mm-hmm. You can make a roll. Base difficulty is going to be 4. Mm-hmm. She can spend 1 point to get the same to get the benefits of that. He doesn't have any points in disguise. Nothing to spend. So his piggybacking on your results would raise your difficulty from 4 to 6.
Absolutely, we're going to roll it, and then I'm actually going to use my disguise freebie point. My MOS?
Your MOS? All right, MOS. Then no need to roll. It just happens.
Okay.
Do I still need to spend my point?
Well, you do need to spend your point in order to piggyback.
So I put on some random clothes. I'm something like the raviest raver in existence.
You don't put on any random clothes. He very precisely chooses the right clothes that you are going to wear.
Yeah.
These pants don't match with this shirt. You don't understand. Yeah,
exactly. Felicia has a pretty good idea because of her own disguise skill. But once you're done with her, it's like, no, not that skirt, honey. And you change it out, and yeah, she is a raver. Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do not talk. Do not talk.
Oh, okay.
If someone questions you, just say, I can feel and smell the music.
I can feel and smell the music.
Just keep it simple. I can smell the music.
I can smell. You can't smell the music.
I'm not asking you to make logical assertions, sir. I'm telling you that you smell music. What are you doing?
I can smell the music.
Perfect. And are you ready to go? I buy that. You look disgusted with yourself. Perfect. Let's go.
Great. And you all head off to the nightclub.
We get there and it's extremely fancy. It's like,
No. You use your MOS, so you fit in like a hand in a glove. You guys, you're practically regulars. You get waved in. Like, clearly these people need to be inside this building partying their fucking asses off. Get them inside. And so you are inside. The music is even louder than the previous club. And as you walk in, there's an air of nihilism. There's these people are, they're dancing, they're jumping, they're having quote unquote fun. There's something desperate about it. There's something like these people are just dancing to forget everything else. You know, they are dancing because they have nothing else they can do. There is just the air around there is just, it's oppressive. And either you move and you drink and you shoot up and you fuck, or you collapse in a corner and cry. That's just that it just hits you like a wall as you go in. You guys are trained agents. You move past this. But it is an immediate and intense feeling that you get mm-hmm. as you walk in. And as you do, being sort of familiar with this type of scene, you pretty much spot where the drug dealer is probably going to be. You can spot the mannerisms. You know who you can tell like that guy right there.
Yeah, one guy and five girls. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, especially that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, what does he look like?
He kind of looks like a rat. I mean, there's something definitely rodent-like about him. He's got the long nose. Mm-hmm. He's kind of this skinny, jittery-looking dude. He should not have five girls hanging around him.
Okay,
especially he doesn't look particularly rich. He looks like he's trying to be one of the cool kids, even though he's in his mid-40s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hello, kids. How are you? Hey.
We're too wild and crazy, guys.
You're looking to get high?
So, my God. I laugh in his face.
Yeah.
Like, just I roll my head back and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Are you the guy?
Of course I'm the guy. Ah, everybody knows me.
Jimmy?
Hey, who the hell are you?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jinxie. I'm more from the civilized area of Europe. My bodyguard, who seems to have been enjoying some of the recreationals of the evening.
I can smell the music.
I know what you're on. Hey,
and of course, I'm sure she has a name. And
she kind of looks Felicia over like, yeah, she doesn't need one, does she? Yeah, he's not going to survive this.
Anyways, I'm here to talk to you about, well, your business model, if you don't mind, Jimmy. You see, I'm from England, and some of our boys have been coming out this way to relax and enjoy themselves. And gosh darn it, they made a few sales. And we all can just roll our eyes saying, hey, this is your territory, this is my territory. We feel that, you know, in Europe in general, we all have a brotherhood of drugs. And if we sell a little bit of weed, a little bit of coke, a little bit of, you know, juice on the side when you're on a fucking vacation, you don't be a fucking wanker and send them back in a bag cut up with a goddamn chainsaw. Now, Jimmy, the problem is right now, there's my assistant, I had an assistant, he came back in a body bag. I'm now the assistant to my boss. And my boss wants to know what the fuck you are selling.
Jimmy immediately sort of gets real serious. Like, listen. I don't care if you're selling some weed and some coke, selling whatever the fuck you're selling. I only sell one thing. Kind of opens his coat, and you can see a whole bunch of those little red vials in there. Immediately closes his coat again. That's all I got. That's all I do. And you know what? So long as nobody tries to muscle in on this business, my people don't fuck with them, because we don't care.
Really, Philip?
Yeah.
Yakov. My assistant, he was selling to some local gangers around a month ago, and they tore him the fucking ribbons.
Yeah, well, if he was trying to sell this stuff, of course they do.
No.
There is only one reason my people fuck up anybody else.
What the hell is that, anyways?
You want to try?
I want to know what it is.
Kind of reaches in a little vial. This shit is crystallized power, right? This shit, break it up, sniff it up. You are flying, and I'm not saying like
get high. Woo! Fuck that. That is kids play. This shit is a real Red Bull, right? This shit gives you literal motherfucking wings. This thing, I seen a man fucking lift a car after taking this shit. Makes you a god. That's what it does. That's why I don't care about any of the rest.
You, right? You see my face, yeah. Like I'm completely, I'm acting. Yeah. I've turned from angry that I'm here to actually like he. Yeah. I am. You guys might see it as like, whoa, he's overacting, but I know this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
It's I'm playing it off as like I'm intrigued. Really, you yeah. are a good businessman.
Yeah,
look how excited I am about this yeah. and curious. Yeah, but I'm trying to hold back because my boss wouldn't like me being curious. But I am.
Yeah. Now this guy, you know, he's like low level street. He's trying yeah. to make himself sound bigger than he is by talking about like what his people do. This guy's just you know he's low. He's like the low rank, low. You know the bottom of the pile. He's like this shit. This is going to take over everything, right? Because not only does it make you that powerful, not only does it make you more, but one hit, you want more. You always going to fucking want more. That's why I don't touch a shit myself. I ain't, you know, old Jimmy ain't stupid. But fuck yeah, I ain't never seen anything as addictive as shit.
How much is it for to produce?
I don't got authorization to share that type of detail, but tell you what, since you actually came, you know, you approached me, right? You talked to me rather than some of those fuckers just like fucking trying to rough me up or pull a gun or something. You know, those are the guys that get fucking cut up, because my people, we take care of one another, right? So, I'm going to do you a favor. I'll talk to my boss. I'm going to make a quick phone call. Tell him, you know, put in a good word for you. Because if you guys want to maybe, you know, do some distribution, maybe there's some business to do. Because pure profit, my friend. Pure fucking profit. Anyway, yeah, he starts, like, to put it away.
I do what any man would do, you know, like, you know, as he starts putting it away, I reach into my, you know, I reach mm-hmm. into pocket. I'm sure, like, if he has goons around, they might yeah. have, like, be going for a gun right now. And then I just pull out a wad of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I set it down.
Oh. Brave man. Brave man.
I said it forward. It's like, my girl likes to party. Perhaps I do too, love.
She looks like she does. She looks like she does. And let's see. Big spender. And he pulls out four of the vials.
Yeah, I take them.
Yeah.
And I give him, like, you know, my card, which is just a generic card of, yeah. like, call, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, tell him that Mr. G from London Town would be rather interested if he can prove his claims that this is actually that addictive. Have you ever had anybody not want to take this? What's the fall rate?
Oh, it's... You know, some people, you know, you can OD. That's why, you know, vials.
I don't give a shit about OD. Well, that's what I'm saying. Recovery.
You don't fucking recover from this shit, man. It's in for life. That's how it works. Huh. That's how it works. You take this shit and that's it. You're done. You're a customer for life. All right? So, you enjoy yourselves. Try not to, you might want to let the girl take it first, because... Let me tell you, my friend, if you don't want to, you know, shit where you eat, you might want to be careful with this. I know you don't want to party, but I'm telling you, ain't no one I ever seen take this shit and not want more.
All right.
So keep that in mind. I'll make a quick phone call to my guys.
Okay. And yeah, we're standing. I was like, I'll be at the bar.
Yep.
I'm going to go to the bar. And I'm slipping you the vials. And I'm like, that will be, I got you a sample to analyze, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Felicia's just like, she's pissed. She hates this guy. He's a scout.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Listen. I am sorry. This is how the drug lords are. They're not...
Don't try to lecture me. I know what's going on.
Okay, of course. I'm sorry. I am trying to just get this all figured out. It looks, I don't know, something... a mutagen that transformed the body, you know, inhaled, smoked... Is there
are they are they pills that you would pop?
No, they like they look like little crystals. So okay. They look kind of like crack crystals, except they're crack is more like a powdery rock substance. This is they look like crystals.
So
there's semi-translucent and just very small rocks, like literally half the size of a little pinky fingernail.
Do you snort this? Put this in your blood?
Yeah, that's what he said. You like you crush it and you snort.
Oh, okay.
That's what happens. So I recommend we could either wait for him to call his boss.
You see him in the back sort of like speaking like animatedly into his phone.
Well, the good news is that Mr. G does exist in Britain. The bad news is if he's well connected, Mr. G is actually an invention from the Bobbies. He's our own created drug lord that we could pin certain murders on in order to kind of make the other drug lords believe that there is this man that powerful. Though a couple months ago that did come, we did have a leak. I don't know how well this is. It's the best I could do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He might not. I mean, we thought we were able to secure the leak, but it's not the most secure alias. We've kind of died down from using Mr. G.
So then what's the plan now if it's found?
Well, we at least got a sample.
If nothing else, we can interrogate that one. Maybe get some information out of him.
He doesn't know much. They keep him on the down low. Best you'll be able to get is a drop-off point. But if he doesn't respond or say the right word, they probably won't even come and pick him up. They'll probably just run for the hills, leave him for the dead, or send someone to kill him, even if it costs them their lives. These men aren't stupid. That man does not know more than enough to pick up the money and drop it off in a certain place.
Understood.
All right. How much analysis can you do on these?
How much analysis can I do on these? I imagine my fume sponge.
Yep.
Can do something.
Are you hiding that somewhere on you?
I'm not because I not.
What's a fume sponge like? What does it look like?
It's a sponge that has fumes in it.
Well, then it's stuff in your bra or something.
No. You probably have a very small sort of like testing, like chemical testing kit with you, like in your purse, because you know you're a spy and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's not the most. You know, it's not the best. It would do to identify like known substances. Like, oh, I know what this is. This is X.
Yeah.
For identifying something unknown, you probably want to get back to your hotel room where you have a more detailed sort of chemistry lab. You got your microscopes. You got stuff like that.
Yeah. Need to get back to the hotel before I can do anything.
All right. We'll get information from him, and hopefully he doesn't have the. We don't have to meet the guy tonight, and we can do our business in the hotel. So just enjoy your drink. I recommend not actually drinking anything here. Just sip. Let it touch your lips, and that's it.
As you're sort of discussing this, you notice out of the corner of your eye, basically, Jimmy's still on the phone, like talking. Like I don't know, you can't really make out what he's saying over the sound of the music, and he's moving around too much to really try and like read lips or anything. But he's moving. He's heading towards one of the back doors as he's talking, and unless anybody tries to stop him, he's out that back door after a few seconds. You're going to try to trail him?
I'm going to try to trail him, yeah.
Right. Keep in contact.
Of course. Actually, I bought the... Mm-hmm. What's it called? The
earbud? Yeah.
Earbud things, yeah. So we all can listen in, actually. How what's the range of that thing?
I'm going to go ahead and say that there's cellular network-based.
So, okay, so yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Unless you're in another country, we might not be... It might be a little staticky.
Yeah. A mysterious place. Cthulhu sounds everywhere. All right.
So you head out the door after him. And are you two just going to hang out at the bar, or are you going to decide to just head back to the room in that case, or wait for him somewhere else?
Keep in touch. We're going to head back to our other room. I'm going to make sure to get her there to the room so we can do proper analysis. Mm-hmm. Keep in touch. I'm a call right away.
All right.
Great. So you guys start heading back towards the room. Mm-hmm. And Adir, let's see what you got. What we got here. So
infiltration is what I was going for.
Infiltration is probably what we're going to do. Infiltration. There is a specific thing for. Yeah, you do, and you have streetwise, so you know how to move around.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and just let this happen.
All right.
Yeah. You go out the back door as well. A few moments after, and you spot Jimmy. He's like walking down the hall. He's actually got, as you notice now, there was one bodyguard. It wasn't like right next to him, but after he's head out, sort of came out with him. Mm-hmm. It's like standard sort of, you know, standard issue Russian mook. You know, it's just a big guy, big muscles, meant to look intimidating. And he's just, he's doesn't even particularly seem to be doing a very good job of guarding Jimmy. He's just like, he gets paid to hang around this little rat. That's about it.
It's a living.
And look, yeah, and look scary. That's it. And Jimmy's just, you know, walking down the alleyway. Mm-hmm. You see a car at the end of the alleyway, and Jimmy seems to be headed straight for it. He's like, no, I tell you, man, these guys, we sell, I mean, imagine, you know, right now we're just here in Belarus, but once we get the fucking market over in, over in fucking London, you know how many fucking people in London, you know what, those fuckers got money. Ain't fucking nobody got money here in Belarus. This prince of the country is falling apart. It's in fucking Russia. What the hell am I doing here? So he's walking down the street and he's heading towards that car. Once he gets in that car, you're probably going to lose him fairly quickly. Because you don't have a car.
Because I don't have a car.
Yeah, so because the car we have already, you know, just headed back to the hotel. Plus, also, none of you has drive. So
I have drive?
He has drive, but you're all the way away.
I have drive.
Oh, well, there we go. So all the people who have drive went and drove.
Funny how that works.
So what's your next step?
That is a fantastic question.
I mean, you could always contact us. We are not. You've been following him for like 20 minutes.
No, it's only been a couple moments. Yeah,
okay, he's heading off in the car. We might want to follow it.
What direction? Like, what? Where's the car located at? Like, back of the
house? You give him the quick,
basic direction.
My idea is to roll by by the alleyway to see if the car is still there. Mm-hmm. And if it is, just keep going, park on the side, and then basically wait for him to say it's going, and then follow him.
And yeah, that's exactly what happens. You know, you see, it's a small, unmarked, you know, black sedan. And the guy sort of like, you know, as he's approaching the car, the side door opens, thus showing that somebody else inside that car already waiting for him. And he sort of slips inside. You kind of see, you know, it's dark, it's night, so you can't really see a lot of details.
Oh, he's there seeing it.
Yeah, but it's still dark at night. You know, there's no real lights inside the car. So you see just, you know, there's somebody in the driver's seat. There's one guy in the back who opened the back door for Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy gets in. And the other bodyguard sort of goes around and takes shotgun. Doesn't actually take a shotgun; just takes the seat.
Okay.
In this kind of game, you gotta specify that.
So he's got two guards, the guy, and some other
and
guy.
Somebody in the back. Okay. Yeah,
we've got two guards, a guy, and the asshole.
All right.
And the car doesn't take off immediately. As soon as Jimmy gets in, there appears to be some kind of conversation in the car. And then the engine revs up, you know, starts up to life.
I'm going to use that time to get inside their car.
Yeah. Right. And infiltration, you manage to get in without really being spotted. And, then the car sort of like starts pulling off in traffic.
Right, Angela, what's your drive at?
2.
Same here. Okay. Yippee-ki-yay.
All right.
Don't ask me to drive anymore.
Nope. Okay. So let's take a quick look because there are actual chase rules here. Okay, so first thing we're gonna do actually is you're gonna roll me a standard dive roll. This is gonna be difficulty 5 to not be spotted.
Oh boy!
All right, I'm going to roll. I'm gonna use my point.
Oh!
And there I go.
Yeah.
All right, great.
5.
So luckily you don't have to. It does not turn into a chase because these guys do not actually spot you. Lucky for you, because your chase rolls would have been horrible with almost no points to spend.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you sort of follow a short, you know, a decent enough distance behind that. Whoever's driving was clearly not expecting to be followed either. They're not really, like, trying to lose anybody. They're just driving calmly off around. And as they drive, before you came into town, you looked at maps of the town, looked at everything, and you know more or less different areas in town. These guys seem to be headed towards more of an industrial district. Not many houses out there, not really a lot of business, just lots of warehouses, stuff like that. You know how this goes. You know, these guys want, you know, when you want to run businesses that you don't want people seeing, these are the areas where you have them. They basically pull into a sort of quiet, dark warehouse area, and you temporarily lose sight of them as they sort of go in and turn around a corner. Do you want to keep following them into that warehouse, or do you just want to mark it down? Or
Yeah, we're going to follow. Well, we're not going to drive into the warehouse because I'm sure that's the worst idea in the world.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be a good idea.
But we're going to park and then we're going to infiltrate it.
You guys? Everybody on board with this?
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to Jesus, you go on in first because your infiltrate is low, isn't it? But you still have some.
Yes, I have it, but it's a two.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. So,
right, so who's the person with the best infiltrate?
That'd be me.
You have eight?
I have eight.
I have eight as well.
All right. So this is going to be a difficulty 4 infiltrate roll. Anybody who wants to piggyback on the results of this roll, spend 1 infiltrate point. And you'll get the same results as him. Who's going to roll?
Okay.
You roll. How about you go first?
Okay.
And then I'm actually going to go. We're going to go in an opposite way, and she can piggyback off of me.
Okay, sure. All right, sure.
So you go. You use yours.
So you're going to use 2 points of my infiltrate then.
Okay.
So 2 plus
5. You make it. Okay, yep. Good. And
yeah, I'm spending the 1.
You're spending your 1 point. All right, difficulty 4.
Oh, shit. 4. Nope, didn't make it.
Nope. So
I mean, I can't spend any points afterwards.
Not really.
No, 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 it would make sense. So yeah, 3. I got 3 instead of 4.
Okay, and
sorry, babe.
And the way piggyback works, actually, it's weirdly enough, it's her fault. It's basically the person who's piggybacking is usually the one who ends up, action-wise, ends up screwing it up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if I was wearing real pants.
Squeaky, squeaky, squeak.
Yeah, so let's go first.
So it's still Billy's fault. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, exactly.
He picked up the outfit.
Moist.
So first of all, Adir. So yeah, you... go around one side of the mm-hmm. warehouses, and you are a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, you walk around, you see, and you, as you get closer, you see, the car has pulled up to a small sort of docking area, docks for trucks, mm-hmm. not water. And there are several other cars there, and there's activity, there's movement, there's lights, not a lot of them, but there are definitely people... apparently working on loading boxes into a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the car has pulled up into there, and the doors are open. Everybody's getting out. You see Jimmy get out. You see the bodyguard get out. You see another sort of mook-looking gentleman get out on the driver's side. And then whoever was in the back with Jimmy, who seems to be a very tall gentleman, very pale, European-looking.
Mm-hmm.
He's got black hair with a shock of white. And he is wearing sunglasses at night. He's got the sort of the dark sunglasses. And this is a man who... there's something about this man just exudes power. You look at him and he's like, everybody, like anybody who like looks at him and sort of recognizes him, especially around the area, you kind of see that guy and like, oh shit. Immediately work gets a little bit more efficient. Boss just got here.
Yeah.
And which may ask, may raise questions as to what the fuck is, if this guy's the boss, what the hell is he doing just there waiting for Jimmy? So yeah, and as you're observing and sort of taking mental notes on this, you hear off from the other side all of a sudden a clatter.
You've got to be kidding me.
As Lawrence and Felicia,
mm-hmm.
Lawrence and Felicia were coming around, and Lawrence was like, "All right, now we come around this way and just be very quiet. Watch your step because there are bits of metal." And as she's saying this, one of those completely impractical heels that you were wearing because of the disguise, because you went to disguise as at a nightclub. You did not come out prepared to friggin' sneak.
You know what's
anywhere.
Great for sneaking? Simple black suits.
I guess that glow in the dark tights aren't really going to help us out on this one.
And you, in fact, you trip over a sort of just a metal spike on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, sort of in order to catch your balance, you lean on some boxes which fall over, creating a clatter. You guys haven't been spotted yet, but there's definitely a couple of people like, "The fuck was that? Go check it out!" Yeah, mm-hmm. And a couple of guards, one of them armed with what looks like a machine gun, are jogging over in that direction.
Okay, we're going to be hiding.
I'm imagining a spy version of Cinderella now. They're going to come around the corner, only find shoes. Because
yes.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me what you guys are using to hide.
Conceal? Oh, it's
conceal.
Conceal. Fuck that.
Yeah,
conceal. We are concealing it.
Yeah, let me look up conceal real quick just to make sure.
So what's the difference between infiltration and conceal?
Conceal is your hiding.
Well, no, here's the thing. You conceal is to hide things from view and conceal them from search. Yeah, so it's more like hiding bugs, masking up for that. Nah, not really.
So it is infiltration?
That's what I'm thinking. It's probably infiltration.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me make sure about that. This is disguise. That's not it. And there is... infiltration. You're good at placing yourself inside places you have no right to be. Pick locks, deactivate. Yeah. Evade visual security, whether it's guards or cameras. Find suitable places, force entry, hide in shadows, or cover. So yeah, it is in fact infiltration. You guys can do separate infiltration rolls. You can use the piggyback rules. Because you've got actual armed guards alerted and looking for you, this roll is difficulty 5.
Angela, piggyback off me. Five, exactly. Nice. I took off 3 points.
Huh, you needed that.
Yeah, so, all right. Yeah, we pretty much are, like, one of those hollow beams. Mm-hmm. Like, I end up, like, grabbing, like, a piece of sheet metal and, like, pressing it, and it almost, like, comes together as a perfect puzzle as we mm-hmm. just kind of locks into place, and it looks kind of like a full beam instead of, like, having it crushed. And we're just there, and I'm just holding it up. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, we're not here. Mm-hmm. Stupid cat. It was a cat. Please say there's a cat. It's a rat. Come on, mm-hmm. there's rats here. There's rats.
So yeah, so the guards sort of like look around, like, must have been the wind. And, no, and they sort of see like the toppled over box and like, the fuck is this shit? And they're like, spread out, look around, just make sure no one's here. And they sort of start looking around, you know, like one of them lifts up a box, you know, like the boxes were like just, it's more like, yeah, it's like basically wooden crates mm-hmm. Empty. And you know, sort of as he's looking around, there's, you know, the sound, in fact, of a cat nearby. And he runs away like, what the fucking cats.
Thank you, cats. And, thank you, cats. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it's like, anybody of you see anything? And the other guy's like, nah, it's nobody here. All right, well, you know, fucking cats. I mean, right, there's fucking cats, yes. And then they make a very off-color joke about pussy. And then they start walking back.
And slowly but surely, after about, since I'm holding like a piece of sheet metal up by one arm, I slowly lower it down to the ground.
So you see, after you hear the mm-hmm. clatter in the distance, you see guards go off, and you're like, oh, shit.
I prepare my assault rifle.
Yeah, you prepare yourself. You don't hear any gunshots, mm-hmm. and then the guards come back looking, you know, sort of making jokes in Russian about pussy. So so clearly your friends have not been discovered.
Next time I got to give them lessons in infiltration and subtlety. Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Cops around it. We're just here for the terrorists. We do not care about your drug operation. Right?
Right.
So, what do you do now?
You're the one that... okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Now that you guys made your infiltration role, you can also mm-hmm. sort of finish mm-hmm. infiltrating okay. and sort of see the same
thing. I want
things
a prime like spot to see if I can overhear what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean you can you can't really get too close because there are lights.
Yeah.
You can get close enough that you know snippets of conversation carry.
And right. We are in communication, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And your name is again?
Adil.
Can you get your earpiece close enough?
That's a good idea. Give me a second. I'm going to throw the piece closer to them without. Hopefully, on like a blanket or something.
Interesting. That would be a. Weaponry thrown, actually, honestly. That's because, I mean, that you're looking to mm-hmm. throw a thing to a certain
so
spot
weapons,
and make
then.
It. So, weapons. You have weapons above 8, right?
Yeah, I have weapons 4.
Weapons 4. Ah, okay. So you can't, because normally then thrown would, if you had weapons 8 or above, thrown would be no penalties. With 4, you're going to have to make a roll, and it's going to be at a -2 penalty.
I almost feel like weapons is more towards when he's trying to damage somebody. Mm-hmm. Would this be more athletics?
Athletics is more for like your own body. Because like, the thing is, the reason I'm going with weapons thrown is because it's about hitting a target, okay. You know, with something specific.
That's
you're trying
understandable.
To hit a specific. You're trying to,
that's okay.
Get, to get
I can,
to
I, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the difficulty would be like 5 or 6?
Yeah, it would be, normal difficulty would be 3. With this, especially not being a weapon yet, it would be difficulty 5 yeah. to get it and just get it close
difficulty
enough.
5 with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to use, because I'm going to shoot things, I'm not planning to use a weapon on me anyway. I'm going to use all 4 points. Right. I'm not taking any chance on this.
Works for me.
Smart. We all should do that.
Of course you didn't. The one time you didn't need it.
It actually...
Nothing but net. All right.
Actually so goes on its side.
Actually hits a cobweb and just hangs over.
All right, yeah. So that, so you guys, you know, sort of like take the earpiece out of your heads a bit as it's like you hear the crunching, but then it falls and yeah, that was like nothing but net. You know, with a six plus four, you got a 10.
High school basketball team.
Yeah,
that was very good.
So it basically lands just behind one of the wheels of the truck, so it's kind of hidden in the shadow of the wheel, but still close enough that you can kind of hear what's being said. You unfortunately don't. You're no longer here, so it's being said.
Wait, if they call for help, I can't do anything. I did not think this through. It's becoming a habit at this point.
But you guys do hear it. And so you basically hear, you know, it's still, again, these earpieces are designed to pick up sound from somebody talking right there.
Yeah.
So, but at least you can pick up a little bit more than just whatever the wind carries in your direction. And you kind of hear Jimmy's voice like, but boss, you know, how was I supposed to know that they were, you know, they were the people you were looking for? They just came up to me. I mean, they started talking about Mr. G. I mean, everybody's heard about Mr. G, right? So I figured that, you know, it's the guy. And suddenly you hear a voice. It's, very deep. And, even through the earpiece and everything, just sends a chill down your spine. And I was like, shut up. You are a brainless fool. You should have kept them there instead of walking away. I've had my people watching them since they got into town. And instead, you simply walk the fuck away. Why the hell do I even let you live? And, but boss, I didn't look. Look, I'll make it up to them. They're going to come back, right? If they're coming back for to get, you know, more. Especially if they try the shit. You know what I mean? You know, they try the shit. And the boss is like, shut up, Jimmy. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go back to the club. If they show their faces again, you call me immediately. In the meantime, I've got material to ship. He's like, all right, boss. And he starts walking away, and he's heading back towards the car. And you see the sort of the tall gentleman there and go back. He walks over towards one of the boxes, and he lowers his shades a bit, and you see the red eyes again, you know, completely red eyes, as he reaches into one of those boxes and pulls out a bag full of those little vials. If all those boxes are full of that, there's a shit ton of drugs, of this particular drug, about to be shipped out from here. Like, literally tons of this stuff. And you still don't know what the effects of this thing are. But there is a lot of material being produced here. And he sort of like goes, gives like a small smile, puts his shades back up, and then walks off towards some back office somewhere. And the guys working just keep, you know, they keep loading up their stuff. One thing you actually notice as it's going is that all the works are really quiet. Normally, you know, in this sort of shit, you'd have them like joking around among themselves, you know, just making comments, whatever. Everybody's working in complete silence. And yeah. Jimmy's going back to his car. Whoever the other individual is going, you know, the guy with the red eyes, probably a vampire, is back to his, I guess he's got some kind of small office in the back of the warehouse. What do you do?
I can't hear anything.
I pull out my gun and shoot things.
Okay.
Wait, they're all terrorists.
So they're loading it into a truck?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to tell you. I am heading over. I'm going to try to disable the truck. I have none in mechanics, so that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Are they almost done loading and stuff, or is it going to take a while?
It's going to take a while.
Yep.
Would criminology be enough to disable a truck?
Not really. Mm-hmm. You're going to need mechanics for this.
Yeah, okay.
You'll have four mechanics. But okay. I can't hear any of you, so
I mean, you can. You know, you guys are trained spies.
Yeah,
okay.
That
if
is
you
true.
If you can get sight of one another, you could like.
Okay.
So.
Or laser communicator.
All right, so I'm just going to go,
yeah,
like...
You can do that, yeah.
So hand waves, like, what the situation is.
Oh, yeah, we're told, like, right. You see, like, the shadows meet, like, we're having a dialogue. Okay. Like, we're arguing. Like, okay. No, Mom!
Okay, okay.
And you know, basically, we need to disable the truck, mm-hmm. and I will be working to slowly disable the guards that are patrolling the area. Mm-hmm. And after that is done, we can hopefully disable whatever the fuck is inside the office.
Done is done. All right. Okay. I'm going to go to the trucks and try to...
All right, so it's going to be two roles. One will be infiltration. Mm-hmm. This one's going to be, since the guards are no longer on high alert, this is going to be a standard difficulty 3 role.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
You're going to put in 2 points.
Yeah.
Actually, before he starts, okay. I have the sense trouble general ability,
okay.
Which I was looking up, and it's, you know, if something is going to get you shot, then you get to use sense trouble.
Yeah.
And basically, I would like to try to use it to figure out, you know, where are the weaknesses in this plan? Who needs to be on the lookout for what specifically, or risk getting shot?
Okay.
Because I want to contribute.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a helper.
I mean, it's the this is one of those things where, like, it's fairly obvious. I mean, if he's going to sneak towards the truck, try and work on it, there's people working on that truck as they go. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to want to stay out of sight, and as you sort of watch the movement of people, you see nobody's really going towards the front of the truck because nobody's going to be driving anytime soon, but there are sort of guards roaming the area, and some of them do pass enough where they would get a good view. Mm-hmm. Of the truck, you know, about every minute or so, from what you've seen.
Hmm? What are they wearing?
What are they wearing?
No, they're just wearing just, you know, regular sort of thing, jeans, t-shirts, jackets, but they are carrying automatic weapons.
Yeah, I'm going to actually try to get to, like, hide in a place where as one passes, so I can just, like, kick the shit out of them.
Okay.
And towards the one, like, walking in front of the truck. Like, I'm trying to get, like, I'm moving outside in order to ambush one of those.
Okay. A second. I'm actually looking to see what the rules would be for trying to kill somebody or, like, take somebody out without causing a lot of sound.
I have my batons.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, there are, you know, if you hit them and they cry out.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So let me see if there's any. I believe there is a system for that. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it's just straight up like infiltration because it's basically you're trying to, like, you know, stay undetected.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just going to say it's infiltration.
All right. You're the GM who hates us.
Yep. So much.
All right.
So much hate.
All right. Infiltrate and try not to die, please. I would appreciate that. Oh, by the way, my role, right?
First of all, you have an infiltration to get near the... Yeah. It's going to be standard difficulty 3 because the guards are there, but they're not on high alert anymore.
I'm getting a little paranoid now, so I'm just going to put 2 more points. Because guns.
Yep.
Whew,
beautiful.
All right.
You make
infiltration,
it.
Now mechanic. All
right.
We put 2 points for mechanic.
All right. This is going to be difficulty 5. Not so much because disabling a truck is hard, but disabling a truck without making noise and drawing a lot of attention to yourself
is this the only truck I have to disable?
Huh?
Is this the only truck I have to
disable? Yeah, so there's only the one truck.
All right, I'm going to put in 3 points then.
Yep. 2 plus 3, 5.
All right.
You just make it.
Just make it.
Oh, yeah, so definitely...
I almost drop a wrench. I don't know where I got the wrench from, but I, you know...
But, yeah, you're basically, you know, you kind of, like, you sneak in, ding, 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 ding,
mm-hmm.
you slide under the, mm-hmm. the truck's carriage, and you're basically, you know, with your skill at mechanics,
mm-hmm.
you know which little hoses need to be cut, mm-hmm. which, you know, things can be unscrewed, little things like that that you can't stop the truck from starting. But you can definitely make it so it'll stall out within, you know, moments. Like,
right.
It'll start... And they would take a while to repair.
Right.
Because you know what you're doing. But you've also got, you know, your legs are hanging out from the bottom of the truck. So if somebody were to look in that direction, they might see you cutting over to... So this would just be a standard attack. What I will do is I will raise the difficulty of the attack, the hit threshold a bit, because again, you're trying to be silent and not. Actually, it's not so much a hit threshold. This is more like a called shot. So you're basically doing a called shot to the neck to, like, you know, like sort of get them with the baton and, like.
right.
or something. I don't know.
Actually, more it's more of a, I don't want him firing his gun, so I need to slap his hands and then immediately hit him in the back of the head. Basically, I'm trying to knock him out.
All right, so you got that. All right, so that would definitely be a still be a called shot. Let me get the difficulty real quick. Called shot. I know I'm in the right area. Here we go. Critical hits. Okay, so you're hitting, going for the hand. That would be a modifier. His hit threshold is 3, so modifier would be +3, making his hit threshold 6 or higher.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm doing a monologue with my that technology. That monologue. Basically, I'm leaning against the box as he finally.
That's only for shooting.
I have it for weapons.
Yeah, for weapons. All right, cool.
Yeah, so as soon as I see his, his hands on the gun, I spin around, my baton, finally coming out, of its handle and snapping into place. It slams into his, the knuckles of his fingers, and you immediately hear several of them pop, making his hand, instead of gripping, it kind of pops open. Mm-hmm. The gun falls down away from him, hanging off the strap, and then I immediately pivot and I go for the second attack that I'm going to be following up with.
Okay, so by doing that, you gain 3 points, refresh points back on that pool.
So I'm going to originally use.
If you're going to do two attacks, because you would have to do two attacks once in order to do this, otherwise he will get around. In between, so you would get to do your first attack and spend whatever points you want to spend on it. After that, additional attacks are. I think you have to spend. Let me just make sure exactly. How many? Okay, extra attacks. This is hand-to-hand or weapons. You would then have to spend 3 additional hand-to-hand, weapon points and 2 health to immediately launch the second attack, and then any points you want to add to that second attack. So, first attack. This is still hit threshold 6 because of you're attacking his hand.
Right.
So go ahead and make that. Spend whatever points you're going to spend.
I did. Okay. And then I get my 3 points from that.
Yeah, you get your 3 points back from that. You do roll your damage.
What did I just erase?
It's just a d6 minus 1.
I'm just trying to figure out what I... So originally I spent my point, then I got 3 back, so I'm up to... Can you go past 8 if you're...
No.
Okay, so I'm back 2. I'm at 8, but I didn't go up to 9. Yep. And then, so my damage is... 2 plus...
Minus 1, so just 1 point of damage, but it's enough to basically cause his hand to open. So he draws his gun. He's starting to look up.
And then I'm going to spin and slam him in.
Okay, so spend 3 weapon points and take 2 health damage, because apparently that's what you have to spend. I'm not entirely sure why you spend health for this. I guess it's because you're forcing your muscles.
Yes, overexertion.
Exactly, you're forcing yourself to move faster than you normally would for that extra attack.
Okay, I used another...
Wait, what were you going for this time?
His face.
His face, all right. Face would be another +3 threshold, so it was a 6 total.
And I nailed it because I spent my other 3, and I'm down to a 5.
Okay, roll damage. How much did you get?
1.
With minus 1, with a minimum 1, that's another point of damage. So he's not out, but you did get the two hits. And I'm going to say, because you did hit his face, he can't... You knocked out his teeth.
Okay.
He's coming around. He is no longer able to use his gun, but he does swing at you with a fist. So your hit threshold is 4. He's just rolling a hit. He's not doing a called shot. He hits you with a threshold of 4, doing -2. He basically clocks you in the side of the, on your the side of your gut, and you take 2 points of damage as you're winded of it.
All right, and I just hit him.
All right, so that way there's a pause before next round.
Oh, yeah.
Are you jumping into this combat? Are you just staying out of it and letting him do it?
Should I leave Billy to the wolves? Possibly literally, considering there's vampires around. I will jump in with my own hands to hand.
All right, this is not going to be an official jump in maneuver, because you just jump, you know, at the end of the round.
Yeah,
you
can just, I'm not interrupting.
Yeah,
the
exactly. Number. So, yeah, you can do this. All right, so you go in and, yeah, do hand-to-hand. It's, yeah. Are you doing a called shot or are you just doing a standard just attack? Asking,
they're still silent technically, right?
Yeah, okay. there's like grunting and everything, but it's off to a side.
Okay.
And so long as it doesn't go too long, yeah, this will work.
Because I just want my gun at the ready just in case.
No, you're fine.
Actually,
if this goes to a third round, yes, somebody will notice that shit is going down.
He had a gun. Has it fallen entirely, or no, is it still
on a strap? No, he's got a strap, so it's kind of dangling off off his side.
Okay. I want to take it so that, and the third round, he can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, that's what I'd like to do. I assume that's still probably a hand-to-hand.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a hand-to-hand. It's going to be a called shot to, like, grab something rather than just strike whatever you can. Normally, like, large carried object, for example, rocket launcher, laptop, computer, backpack.
Really, a rocket launcher and a laptop are in the same.
That's the thing. Since a laptop is in there, I'm going to say that a automatic weapon sort of fills around that same. So that would be just a plus one to your hit threshold. Mm-hmm. So that's a four or higher that you need to hit.
And I'm going to spend three. So I'm almost guaranteed a... Wait, no. Wrong math.
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Beautiful.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, with a nine, you move in like a friggin' dancer, especially now that you don't have your heels on. You're not stumbling around on those. So you go in, and yeah, you rip the gun away from him, spin it around, and point it right at the guy's bleeding face. And... all of a sudden, he freezes. Mm. Like, in the middle of, like, cocking back to try and hit Lawrence again, he's like...
I start gesturing.
He slowly raises his hands.
And then I'm walking behind him, and I'm just hitting him in the back of the head, just knocking him
out. For me, this time it's going to be straight up. He's not...
Yeah. I'm dragging him back behind a shipping crate, like one of those old rusted crates.
And I'm wondering, it's like, I could have made him walk this way.
It's like, I'm going to knock somebody out. And
Well, and then you could have knocked him out.
And then he's getting some new clothes. I'm using my disguise.
Billy's third costume change of the night.
Yeah, I'm seriously.
He's a disguise specialist. What is he going to do?
Yeah, I am taking his clothes, and then I'm holding out my hands for the gun.
Hand it over.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm immediately, like, I'm quickly darting over and just, like, I'm hitting the spot right when, like, one of his friends would, like, you know, walk by, and I just keep my head down and just keep on walking and trying to make, like, I'm still on my patrol.
Yeah, it's going to be a disguise roll. You're going to have to roll
for this. Oh, no, of course.
But, I'm going to make it, I'm going to give you just difficulty four because these guys do know each other.
They used to, so.
That's what I did earlier.
Yeah.
You make it. All right. So yeah, you're doing your patrols, and now you know just you have more than enough time to like let a deer finish his work. And as you know, as you sort of finish, you get out from under the car. You spot Lawrence. Like, you spot like a car, and as you're kind of like reaching instinctively
and
for your weapon.
I immediately do like a hand signal.
Okay. He's like, probably shouldn't shoot Lawrence
yet.
Exactly. So, so you basically, you're able to give a deer time to, like, run off without having to really do another infiltration roll to get out without being noticed.
Okay.
All right, so that's the situation right now. What else are you doing?
Okay, so how many guards does he still have? A lot.
There's still two more. There's at least two more that you've seen sort of patrolling the area. Mm. There's probably more people in the warehouse, plus the people actually loading the truck. There's about six of them.
Mm.
They don't seem to be armed. They're just workers.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, there is that sort of weird, like, none of them has said a word yet.
Hmm.
And that is definitely strikes you as odd.
Is there so we've broken the truck. Is there a way we can just... we kind of like meet back behind the crate. All
right.
After we got everything, it's like, okay, is there a way we can destroy all these things? A fire? Is there... none of us brought explosives, did we?
I pull out my hairspray and my lighter.
That really works in the movies. Or with a microwave. We don't have a microwave. It's a sad day. All right. You notice that none of these have talked at all. How strange is that?
No, minions are usually quick to gossip.
Yes.
There's several things we can try. We could try to go out in a blaze of glory, but I think we all can agree that would be a poor idea.
Most likely, yes.
Then I can... can't just continue moving around just knocking these people out. It's taxing, for one.
Can we grab one for information really quick?
I... open up like the crate and point to the guy tied up.
All right then. Mm-hmm. Let's begin.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna pull, like, you know, close the door, like the heavy crate. I'm gonna use her lighter, mm-hmm. her light, and we're just gonna crash it in front of the guy.
I'm gonna give you this since you guys are trained spies. Pumping a guy for information, probably especially if it comes down to having to torture or physically beat him. Shipping crates are not designed to keep sound coming out. No, this is a bad place to do this. Mm-hmm. That said, do as you will.
I have 3 points in interrogation.
Yeah, no, which is again.
But I'll still. But if
again,
I, yeah.
you can probably
but we need
get
points
the,
in
yeah.
soundproofing.
Yeah, you get. You can probably get him. For you know, you can break this guy. You've already like beaten him.
I can break you.
Yes. That said, you know this is gonna make noise. Mm. Even if you're not torturing him, you're gonna have to have him be able to make sounds, and he's probably gonna scream. He's gonna call for help. He's gonna do something.
Is there anywhere I can move him? But not enough time, I'm assuming.
Well, no, he's unconscious at the moment. Uh-huh. You guys can move him. You could drag him back to your car. You can, you know,
but someone might notice.
Put him in silly poses, drop penises on his face, whatever you want to do.
Okay,
I'm just saying the interrogation. This is not the best place for it. And you guys would know this.
How long do we have before they finish
how
up?
How damaged would the truck be?
The truck is not going anywhere. Repairs were not made in obvious places. Mm-hmm. Damages were not made in obvious places. They're made underneath the truck. Anybody looking to repair would be probably opening the hood and looking up and trying to figure things out. So unless they have a very skilled mechanic on staff, they're probably not going anywhere until they get a good mechanic that can then see what was damaged.
So, exactly.
It's most likely that you have a day before this truck can go anywhere.
Then we should probably...
And you don't see any other trucks. This was their truck.
We should probably drag him to the car.
We're going to do that.
Right.
I'm going to be leading out first, just keeping an eye watch for people. Then as soon as I see, I'm going to wave them forward, like, come on, no one's here. Right. And they're going to get this guy to the car.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll let you guys get out. No more infiltration roles needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go back to your car, put another body in the trunk. It's going to be that kind of day.
We start carrying a pillow in there just to keep it comfortable.
Exactly. There's reading material.
0 days since dragging a body into the car.
Yeah, exactly. It has been 0 days since. And just like dragging a vampire corpse into the hotel, I'm assuming you guys are going back to your hotel? Or are you going anywhere else?
Yeah, actually, there's a better place we can probably do it. Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, you also have at the hotel the equipment she needs to analyze.
Yeah, we're going to go back to the hotel.
Okay. All right, fine.
Once again, what we're doing is sometimes the best defense is the best way to sneak someone in is just in like plain sight. What we're going to do is we're throwing the unconscious guy's arm over his shoulder and one over mine. And we're putting a funny hat on top of his head, and we're just walking.
Oh, the Weekend at Bernie's! I know this.
Yeah, we are singing like just Russian songs as we're waving. Like, you know, I have his hand, like him. I have the guy's unconscious hand, like clutching a body and I'm a bottle, and I'm holding a bottle, and we're just singing Russian songs as we're walking up. Like, you know, just basically a bunch of guys got pissed drunk.
Yeah.
And a woman back in shame.
Yeah.
And the way she's dressed, she's probably fine. Unfortunately, that's going to be the assumption.
Yeah.
But you make it in. Nobody stops you. A couple people roll their eyes. A couple of the people, workers at the lobby, like, another one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you make it back to your room where Yevgeny is not wearing any pants.
I didn't
expect you to be back, so...
Put on your damn pants.
I'm going to put on my pants.
You should put on your pants.
Yes.
And I would recommend you go to the room across the hall, sir.
Yes, you can dig at the porn. Either.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, make as much noise as you can. You know, that's the best way to enjoy the moment, you know?
I've been told that
let them hear. I mean, you know, let yourself.
Let it go.
Drop it.
All right, I'll drop it.
Yeah, and he pulls up his pants and does the walk of shame across the hall. Is it still a walk of shame when you've been just abusing yourself rather than there's shame in that walk.
Yeah,
there's a lot of shame in that walk. Yevgeny goes to the other room.
Okay, I'm going to toss you your suits because I sure the hell am getting out of. I'm getting dressed in some normal outfits. I'm back, and after like just you 5 minutes after, you know, while you're tying this guy up, I walk out. I'm in like a nice sweater and some jeans, and I can breathe again.
And I think to myself, you know, in this clothing, I think I can smell the music.
All right, and
but I do put on some of my body armor, Kevlar, whatever.
Yeah,
I have
that's fine. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
All right, so we've got two avenues here. We've got the investigation on the drugs, which I'm going to do first because Angela hasn't had much to do for the past the past few rounds, and then we'll go to the interrogation.
Okay.
So. You have the investigation skills for this, right?
Well, I imagine chemistry would work for it.
Definitely.
Pharmacy?
Yeah, definitely.
I have both of those.
Yeah. Honestly, either one.
Let's go with pharmacy because I've got more points in that. All right, so
you want to spend points on it?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
Yep,
how many are you spending? 1, 2, 20?
You know what? Let's do 2.
All right, you spend those. Oops. 2 minus 2 is not still 2.
Oh, like, I keep noting down how many I'm spending. Yeah. It's like, no, that's not quite the best way to keep track of this.
That's fair enough. All right. So you get out your kit. It's time, you know, it's CSI investigation time. And, you know, you've got this whole little portable kit. It's got a microscope. It's got all sorts of little reagents that you can use to perform tests. And luckily you've got 4 vials.
Yep.
So you've got plenty of material to work with. So first thing is, you start preparing some of the reagents. You know, the reactions are going to take a little bit of time. So while you prepare those and let everything sort of settle, you take some of the crystals, put them in the under the microscope. You crush it up a bit so you can actually see. To plain sight, they look, again, like little sort of red crystals. It could be candy. You know, plain sight. It looks like you know, strawberry candy, strawberry lollipops. You know, like these little bits of sugar. When you get it under the microscope, though, you notice almost immediately this does not look like sugar. One of the first things that most students see the first times in high school when you know the science class shows them a microscope, you get to see red blood cells. This looks like freeze-dried red blood cells. I mean, they are clearly damaged. But again, you are also a medical expert. You know, blood cells are hardy to a point, but you know, they're not designed to be dried.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of cellular damage that happens to a dried out red blood cell. These look like oddly healthy, even though they're not liquid, but they are whole, and it's definitely like that. That is what they look like. It's like crystallized blood, and yet it's odd because blood is opaque. You know, dried blood looks opaque, and that while this stuff was kind of translucent, so it's possible that it's mixed with something else. Whatever it's mixed with, though, is not something you can really see in the microscope because it's just. But, you know, whatever's making this substance translucent, all you really see are, like, those red blood cells. Sure. Which, again, very strange, but that's what you're seeing on the microscope. Once you're finished being freaked out by that, it's about time for the reagents to take place. So you do a couple tests. You do the test for sort of, like, standard drugs. And none of them really respond. You know, there's no cocaine, there's no...
So while this is called, like, red crack, there's no crack.
Exactly. There's no... None of the standard drug tests tests positive for any kind of known street drug or commonly known street drug. However, the tests that are searching for biological material immediately sort of, you know, start pinging. Like, you know, they immediately identify the substance as biological. And the reaction is very, very close to that you would have on human blood. But not exactly. Normally, that would be about as much as you can figure out. But since you did spend the points, I'll give you this. The blood, you've seen similar results. Animals have blood, too. Yes, and different types of animal blood sort of react differently to these tests. And somebody who knows what they're doing can identify the general sort of type of animal by the results. These results are very, very close to what you would expect if you were examining wolf blood.
Called it.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically what you get from the drosser. Anything else you were looking at or looking for there, or anything else you can think that you might be? I'm also say that you only used 3 vials. You still have one untouched vial.
Is there any way to test? And I have no idea if this is like even humanly possible. Mm-hmm. But I think it should be. Because it came up in Almost Human this week. But is there anything that indicates how addictive this is? We have the guy's word that, you know, you take this once, you're absolutely totally hooked. Is that a bullshit sales pitch, or?
I'm going to say it's a bit too hard, especially since the substance is unknown. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit too hard for you to tell right now with the equipment you have. I mean, the most common test for addictiveness for this would probably require like testing on like animals and like doing some like, you know, feeding this to some rats and then seeing how they react and if they want more, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's kind of how we determine the addictiveness of a lot of drugs. We basically test them on rats and see how they respond. Yeah, it's kind of how it is. So yeah, I mean, unless you're gonna go out rat hunting, you really don't have any way to test that right now.
All right, then that's it.
Okay, great. So while resident doctor is over there being freaked out by
frozen
red crack,
wolf blood.
Yeah, frozen wolf blood. You guys have your own little pet to play with.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. I'm not gonna torture this guy. I'm going to be the one watching TV, sports, hockey, why not, drinking a beer. Jesus, you have a fun time torturing this guy and getting information. Thank you.
Not again. Yeah, you guys, I am not torturing a guy again.
All right. So what are you going to do? Well, first thing I need to know if he has a son. And if he does, Nadir, go bring him in.
All right. He is politely woken up by a giant slap to the face.
Yep.
He's also in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Freezing cold water being poured all over.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello. Sorry, I'm not too good with your language. Hi.
You guys like sort of...
Hi.
Spits out a tooth.
All right.
The fuck are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How you say this? I'm here to joke with you. No, I'm sorry. I'm here to torture you.
No,
it's okay. I'm usually very effective, you know?
No,
I just need some information.
I have no information.
You look very tough. I know you're strong will, so I'll make sure it's quick and painful. I respect that, you know?
No respect. I just get paid.
Paid
by boss. He fucking pays me. He pays me to fucking watch truck.
Who pays you to what? What name of boss? What's the name of boss?
He's based on Moisey.
Moisey is his name, yes?
Yes, Moisey.
Yes, that's good.
You don't fucking know. You don't know. That's not good.
That's not good.
You don't fucking mess with Moisey.
Is he the tall man with the glasses I saw before? Is he Moisey?
You don't fucking Moisey.
Did you have an interview with Moisey? How did he? It was like, I pay you money, you watch car. Was that the transaction?
Yes.
Oh, that is good. You sure there's nothing else you want to tell me? Yes?
No.
Bullshit detector?
He's clearly like hiding something.
Okay. Yeah. It's obvious to me you're tougher than I thought. Let me show you something. And I pull out my gun. This is a Beretta Model 70. Very important herd in Mossad Special Forces. Effective weapon, causes lots of pain. I'm going to shoot your knee.
No.
And then I'm going to shoot your other knee. Then I'm going to ask a question. Give you 5 seconds.
No, but I like my knees. I use
5?
Listen, 4? No, I'd like my... No,
1?
Okay. Look, I tell you.
Okay.
Moisey... He coming to town maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago, yes.
He bring the stuff, the red crack.
Ah, all right.
You know, he's got money. He's got lots of money, and you know the gangs, gang members, you know the mafia. They know they see money. They know power when they see it. So they kind of takes over.
Yeah.
And he's selling the shit. So all I do is watch it. Watch the warehouse.
Tell me, let me ask you a question. You seen what happens when people take drugs? Yes.
What happens when I heard what's the word you withdrawal? What happens to the people?
Oh, no, you don't. If you take you take the red crack, you take the red crack.
I'm not my Russian not very good. Could you repeat? Could you explain?
No, if you start taking the red crack, you keep taking the red crack.
And what happens if you don't take the red crack?
I don't know. Nobody who stops taking the red crack. Everybody does whatever they need to take the red crack.
Ah, so they do whatever is necessary. Good men turn to evil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Bad men turn to more evil. Yes.
Nasty stuff.
You do not stop taking the red crack.
Other question. Your job is to just look at drugs, right? Make sure
just guard warehouse.
Guard warehouse. So you have no idea where drugs came from, no?
Moisey brought them with him. I do not know where he gets them from. He just warehouse is always full.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Can I tell if he's hiding anything?
As far as he seems to believe what he's saying.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, that's good. That's good. I was gonna shoot you with the knee anyway as a lesson, but you're a good man. You're a good man. You tell me what I need to know.
Appreciate
okay, I'm going to knock you out now.
Oh boy!
All right. Here's the deal. Apparently, this Moisey person named Moisey, the strange person with the sunglasses, he came in about a few months ago, with all the drugs and all the money and all the power. Quickly started taking over. Our friend over here, only job, sadly, was to wash the truck. But he was very scared. Everyone, apparently, very scared of this Moisey character. And apparently, once you're on this crack, you're never off the crack. He's never seen anyone. Apparently, anyone is willing to do anything for this thing. Nasty stuff.
All right, gentlemen. It would seem that we have two complications. We have a large shipment of this merchandise going out in a day. And we have we have a plethora of individuals that are in our way. What we're going to do tonight, is we're going to find a way to either counteract this drug, or we need to find a way to destroy this drug.
I don't think I'm not the expert here, but do we have time to counteract a drug in a day?
We don't even know what's making this so addictive. I mean, we can't counteract. It looks like it's made out of, it's organic material. It looks like it's made out of frozen blood cells.
Okay, then.
That isn't a drug. At most, if you use.
While she's explaining this, you have Vampirol. You have a daughter Vampirol.
Yes.
This pings to you. Like, there are, you know, tales and legends of vampires creating slaves and ghouls and, you know, by feeding them their blood and thus controlling them.
You have got to be kidding me. This is just blood you're seeing, right? Just
wolf blood, actually.
It looks like wolf blood, or is wolf blood?
Wolves are, you know, historically very tied to many vampire legends.
This is going to be awkward talk. But,
I'm not saying it was vampires. But it was vampires.
I'm just saying some of what you're telling me coincides with urban myths about creatures that are in the darkness and may have fangs and red eyes and drink the blood. It's vampires. I think it's vampires. I'm not a superstitious man, but evidence shows it might be vampires. And saying it out loud makes me sound a little silly.
I feel like there's a language barrier here. Is there?
Look! All you see is vampire blood. But somehow they become super strong monsters. The person we saw before, the old woman, she was old woman. On drugs, she becomes monster. How does that make sense? Huh? How does she suddenly fix her back that has probably been ached up since she was like 2? I have no idea at this point. Huh?
Well, if this is the case, gentlemen, if it is vampires, then I would have to say that if this is a vampire, at least we know a weakness. Sunlight. We don't attack tomorrow at night. We attack during the day.
As far as we know, that's just myth.
As far as we know, this might just be one giant bender that I haven't falling out of yet. So, that's what I say.
All right. So we talk exactly tomorrow morning. This will suck.
Agreed.
All right. I prepare the guns.
And with that, I think we should end it for tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Works for me. Yeah. Right. So you guys are preparing. You've got a much better clue of
one
of
the big threats.
Yeah, much better clue of what's going on now. You still, there's still a lot more to learn. And with that, this episode ends and credits roll up. So thank you all for, I don't know, do you think it's going to be more than one part?
No, it's definitely be a two-part.
All right. So since this will be the end of the second part, I'm going to do a quick goodbye. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to this session of Knights Black Agents, Spies versus Vampires. Mostly capable spies versus oddly vulnerable to being shot in the head vampires. I
am really good at my job.
I definitely had a pretty good time running this. I hope you guys had a good time listening. I hope the players had a good time playing. And as usual, as we go at the end of every episode, remember to give us reviews on iTunes. We appreciate those. Give us reviews on anywhere else that podcasts are reviewed. We appreciate those as well. Be sure to visit our website, Fandible.com, and leave comments over there. We've got short stories, and we've been actually posting a lot more of them lately. I should probably write one myself someday, but I am lazy, and my co-conspirators here are less lazy than I am, so they have been writing stuff.
Not by much.
Not by much, but definitely more than... they have been writing things, as opposed to me. You should go read them. We have a game in the Fandycade, Horatio's Story, and it is fun, so you should also play that. And you should all send us cookies. We appreciate cookies. Send us cookies. With that, I bid you all all the boxes of cookies. Not vampire blood, just cookies. Okay. So with that, I bid you all a good night. Thank you for listening.